the managing director of Weber Quantitative Consulting and a former Qantas chief economist. Tony Weber joins us now to try and explain these prices as astronomical as they are, especially from people trying to get to and from Perth this weekend. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Could you please explain how the pricing system works and why tickets are so expensive?
Well, basically, they're around, in the case of a full-service carrier like Qantas, they have around 26 different sets of prices. And the way they set those prices is basically to charge consumers more as the booking date approaches the departure date. So if you book 2 days out from departure, you're charged a lot more than if you book, say, 3 or 4 weeks out from departure. And the reason they're able to do this, particularly on this occasion, is just because the demand is so strong. The demand for seats is so strong. And it typically, it doesn't occur in airlines. It occurs across accommodation. And it occurs at the grand final itself. I mean, they're selling tickets at high prices because people are willing to pay those high prices.
Yep, to that end, though, Tony, to be fair to the Dockers and the Eagles supporters, they can't actually book before they know their side's going to make it.
No, absolutely not. And that's part of the reason why the airlines can take advantage of this, because they know that these fans, you know, basically have to wait till the week before the final to book those seats. And airlines know that and take advantage of it.
When you say they take advantage of it, there's no justification whatsoever for charging those prices, except that they can get away with it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they understand that the more people are willing to pay, the more desperate they are, the more that they can aggressively charge them. And it occurs across a lot of sectors of the economy. It's not just airlines. It occurs in accommodation, and it occurs in the case of petrol stations do exactly the same thing just before, you know, long weekends and on school holidays and those sorts of things. So it's a pricing behaviour of a lot of companies across the economy, more aggressively priced.
Well, we've just had a look at Webjet, for example, and you can buy a return ticket to London and return, naturally, for $2,100 this weekend, and to fly to Perth, some of the tickets are $1,900.
Yeah, well, that's basically telling you that airlines are taking advantage of.
Isn't there a law against that? Surely the competition ombudsman or whoever is in charge of this could simply say that's just totally dishonest.
Well, the problem is that all of the airlines are doing it, not one single airline, and they're not communicating with each other. I mean, Qantas is not ringing up Virgin and saying, you know, let's double our fares this weekend because the footy finals are on. So they're not communicating about, you know, their pricing decisions, and they're doing it just because demand is very, very strong. But even though prices, you know, they're taking advantage of consumers and footy fans at the moment, but what the ACCC will look for is whether they're doing it, whether they're making money from their pricing decisions across the year, not just on this weekend.
Hey, Tony, as far as the airlines go, and we're just picking any prices, the airline doesn't matter, but $1,430, if you follow that logic through, they could actually charge double that. Because if the demand is that good, you just say, well, we're just going to keep jacking up the price and we don't have to send as many aircraft over, and I would imagine the profit would be greater. You would still have a sellout. People are so desperate to see it.
I think you could triple it. I mean, I think you could charge. I mean, there'd be that many fans desperate to come to a footy final to see their. I mean, they may not see a footy final, their team in a grand final for another 10 years. So, you know, there'd be a whole bunch of people willing to pay a lot more. And it's not just Perth to Melbourne as well. This weekend it's also from Brisbane to Sydney, because the two Queensland teams in the National Rugby League are playing in Sydney as well. So they're going to take advantage of Sydney-Brisbane as well.
You haven't actually had a look at just how much the price has been jacked up there from Brisbane to Sydney, have you?
Oh, no, but I imagine it'll be the same order of magnitude as Melbourne to Perth. I mean, it'll be at least double, I would say, their normal fares, you know, or even triple on some occasions.
Now, you're aware, Tony Leonard, that there's a law against scalping.
That is correct.
Well, isn't this scalping by the airlines?
Tony?
Well, it's, you know, scalpers do the same thing. They're taking advantage of people who are willing to pay for a ticket, just rocking up on the day to pay for a ticket. And they know people are willing to pay over the odds by virtue of doing that. So, I suspect that it's a similar type of behaviour.